So this is one of those situations where things really don't work out the way you thought that they were going to work out. And an old family phrase comes to mind. Wondering what it is? Here's your show. Episode 321. That was unexpected. This is the Ericast for the week of March 14, 2021.
From Ericast.com. Ericast.com. Welcome to the Ericast.
All right, well, thanks for listening to the Ericast. I'm your host, Eric Larson, 701-645-3742, listener feedback line, as always. And wow, it's so happy birthday month to us. It is March. I really thought maybe I would surprise all of you by getting an episode out each week in March, just like old times. That is not happening. But in keeping with the holiday theme, because the last episode commemorated Valentine's Day, this is actually being recorded at the very end of St. Patrick's Day. So at least there is a theme. After 16 years of podcasting, there's some sort of theme going on. It's just not the one I intended. So there you go. Yeah, it's interesting. So I was thinking, what do I talk about in this show and what updates do I give? The last episode, I mentioned my sciatic issues, which are ongoing, are still in the same range of okay to fine. That's in the Minnesota sense. So you got to, you know, pay attention to reading between the lines there. Here is a task for you. You need to Google a song by Ingrid Andress called Breaking More Hearts Than Mine. And I think that that is profound songwriting and an actual like singing lyricism, because there's a line in there, if we break up, I'll be fine. And you have to listen to how she says that line fine. I think I could probably do a, if not a podcast, at least a whole long conversation on that. But back when I was doing video production in college, I used to enjoy country music videos. I was not a country music fan of the music, but the videos told a story. And that was what we were taught was the point of video. And when you think, if you wonder what the comparison was, go out and Google CNC Music Factory Everybody Dance Now, which is a perfect example of what Top 40, I guess, was doing with music videos, which is just everybody in a studio dancing somewhere. They were cool effects, I'll give you that. But no story was being told, unlike country music. There's also a story as to why I now actually do listen to some country music. Remind me to talk about that later. But that got me thinking about college video. And when I was doing a morning show, I was the one who coined the slogan, it's like campus radio with pictures. That's what we would get these tapes on 3/4-inch videotapes. So this is gigantic industrial tape. There was giganticer tape out there, but this is not VHS tape. These are bigger than that. From various promotional things. In fact, one was an unheard of singer-songwriter named Jewel. So that was interesting. I don't think I... a lot of these things I ran a copy of just onto my own personal demo reel of sorts before they got recorded over the next week. I don't think I ever did anything with the episode around that. But what I would do is I would take these and mix them with whatever I had in the studio. Just goofy, anachronistic humor, kind of like the Ericast, except worse. My favorite one, then I'm going to tell you about my second favorite one, but my favorite one was crash footage. It was silent crash footage of 1980s car tests. You know, you put the mannequins in the cars and run them into things. And I combined that with the sound effect of a breaking glass, like a wine glass, like a little tink, a little shattering wine glass from our sound effects library. So you see this car at 30 miles an hour heading toward a brick wall, and the moment it crashes into the wall, you hear tink. And I thought that was really, really funnier than I should have thought it was. That was the kind of thing that I did. And one of those was the Medical Minute. And these were designed for standard news organizations to run a health promotional health piece, they were usually sponsored by something. You know, somebody was in it for the money somewhere. But if you were a little news outfit in the middle of nowhere and needed to fill 3 minutes, here was a medical story, and you could do your own voiceover. It had the voiceover scripts and stuff. And then it would have B-roll, and B-roll is the generic footage or interview clips and things, so you could edit it together yourself. So I would just run these packages in just in their entirety with the raw B-roll, with everything, and I would kind of narrate my way through. And inspiration struck at one point, and I was reminded of a clip from America's Funniest Home Videos with Bob Saget, not the new guy, what's his name, but this was Bob Saget, the original primetime show. And people would mail in their videotapes. It was just like YouTube, except on, through the mail. And they would pick out the best clips. And one of them was this dog that was pushing some rock around the yard. It just found a rock and it was pushing it around with his nose. And that was the humor of the clip. And so Bob Saget would do the narration of these various clips to say something clever. And that one, what it was, because that literally is all that was going on, was this dog pushing a rock. So you've got Bob Saget just going, pushing a rock, pushing a rock, pushing a rock, pushing a rock. Okay? So the B-roll from one of these STTV, St. Thomas Television, STTV Medical Minute clips was this guy pushing a cart. And they were talking about various, injuries and things. And rehab and, back problems and things, which I could relate to. I had back problems back then. And so my comment was, as this guy was just, pushing a cart, was pushing a cart, pushing a cart, pushing a cart. Oh, a curb. Pushing a cart, pushing a cart. Okay. And one of our staff who would, I was a student at the time, but one of the staff would watch these, and because it was just on during the day or whatever. He thought that was the funniest thing. It's the funniest thing. So that phrase, pushing a cart, came to mind when I'm talking about all this medical stuff on the Aircast, because how's my back? Well, it is what it is. It's got its good days, it's got its bad days, or it's got its good times throughout the day. And that's getting a little old. I would like to be, I would like to live a completely pain-free existence, but a fairly pain-free existence is good enough for now. So that's where I'm at. Mom and Dad did indeed get their second COVID vaccine, did not have any adverse reactions from that. So they're like 3 weeks past their second vaccine. So they're as immune as they're going to get. So that's good. So that's nice. But speaking of Dad and speaking of weird things that make it into family phrases and statements, pushing a cart, or in this case, I don't even know if Ruth and I were dating. We were friends. She was present at some circumstance where Dad was. It was probably Mom and Dad. And none of us can remember what brought this about. It was something like, opening a bottle of wine and the cork breaks, or some innocuous, silly thing like that. But whatever it was a surprise, because it was not a good thing that happened. And Dad's comment was, well, that was unexpected. And that became a family phrase for a long time for things that are bad, not tragic, but just bad and a surprise. Bad surprise, you end up with this sort of innocently said, well, that was unexpected. And one of the throwaway things I had included in last episode's update was the fact that our previous church was calling a new pastor after a year of a search. And that is a long involved story that I'm happy to talk with you about. There's a story there, and it's a thing. So they called this guy who had resigned from his previous church to pursue this opportunity. And this gets, again, probably a conversation better just, had, in person over beers. So let me know if you want to chat or a long Zoom call. Because it's just, but it's the intersection of my theology and my professional training in human resource development and how the whole world of jobs and stuff works, right? Because there's the world of hiring and firing and job searches, etc. And then there's the world of churches, like, capital C, like God of the universe is involved with the people in this process, right? And if you're not a churchy person, you might not realize how awkward that intersection is, right? It's kind of like the theological line of like Jesus, fully God and fully man. Try to figure that out, right? That's just strange. Well, it's the same thing where a church is fully an organization. It's fully a business. And yet it's also fully a organization ordained by God to serve his purposes throughout humankind, right? That's weird. And when it comes to hiring people or firing people or any of this HR stuff, it's a little strange. Okay. So normally, like if you're working at Target and you want to go work at Walmart, you would apply for your job at Walmart, and you normally wouldn't tell Target that you're applying for the job at Walmart. And if you get the job at Walmart, you tell Target, hey, I'm giving you my 2 weeks notice. You may or may not tell them I'm going to work at Walmart, and they may or may not ask you, and they may or may not just walk you out to your car and cut you a check for your 2 weeks of severance, and that's it. You are not working anymore, right? Well, the business side of churches, that happens, right? But the nonprofit organization doing God's work side, that gets a little awkward. Because if you're a key or prominent figure in it, and again, in theory, the church is all pointing toward Jesus, but in reality, the church oftentimes is looking to the pastor. So if you're the pastor of a church and you're skulking about looking around for another job, that gets kind of awkward if the church is making decisions assuming that you're going to be around, because you're part employee and part performer, and it gets kind of messy, right? So this new guy quit his job at his current church after telling his board months earlier, by the way, I'm looking at pursuing this opportunity at this church in Minnesota. And you might think, well, that's dumb. Never do that. And it's not like it's unethical, and it's certainly not illegal to look for another job while you're employed, but it is noble or appreciated or whatever to say, if I truly believe God is calling me into this new role, position, pursuit, etc., I need to be open and honest about that, right? Honesty plus church, that's a good thing. So he quit his job because this looked like a reasonable pursuit. He was being called. There was a 2 week thing, because the official church bylaws say you have to announce to the church before the vote. You can't just say, hey, surprise, guess what we're doing tomorrow. So that makes sense. That's all. I mentioned all the bylaws and this and that or whatever. And they had set it up to do a town hall on a Friday night where he was going to do Q&A sessions and stuff. Saturday was a Saturday was going to be an evening service where he would preach, give that message. Sunday morning, of course, is Sunday morning, and then he'd give the messages there. And Sunday night they would take the vote. The congregation would vote him in. I'm not my church anymore, but seemed like a fine guy. Town hall was on YouTube. I watched the town hall. I think his perspective would have been more aligned with mine than what I think some strong voices in that church have. So I was a little surprised at the choice. I thought it was a great choice. I think there maybe would be some challenges for him once he encountered the broad perspective of the organization. But, hey, that's all organizations have their challenges. That's fine. So town hall went great. They streamed that. And Saturday night, they announced that he would not be preaching. And in some conversation that was had after the town hall, it was determined not through any moral failing or forget the words they used, but that a leadership issue arose, and by mutual agreement, he was not going to be their candidate, and there would not be a vote. And that was unexpected. That's all I got. That's a thing. So yeah, the when org development and theology meet, that's. But I'll tell you, at the town hall, he had mentioned a couple books that I bought one, checked the other one out from the library. They seem quite interesting. One of them I've been reading up on, the one I bought, it's been great so far. Yeah, when I'm back on social media in April, I'll see what he's up to or how he's doing. Wow. So, yeah. But that was an odd feeling, knowing that I'd mentioned it in passing in the last episode of the podcast. Like, oh, you know, this thing is going on, which is kind of a big deal. I mean, a year-long search, and obviously they just didn't grab a random person. I mean, it's been a thing in search committees and elders and stuff approved, et cetera. So I really thought that my March and going forward episodes would be going in a very, very different direction, engaged with a new change there. But turns out not. Yeah. And that was unexpected. So let me know if you've got any other topic interests or such. Things you want to hear about. I got new bone conducting headphones, courtesy of Digital Dan and his advice. So that might and teaser, also for medical reasons. Ooh, think about that one. So if you have opinions or thoughts on anything we've discussed here, anything you'd like to discuss, let me know. 701-645-3742. Listener feedback line. And until next time, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Eracast from Eracast.com.
Visit us at www.eracast.com.